problem. This will be the week of our lives. It's going to be the year of our lives. Please understand, if we are rich, we can afford to work less. But first, we should have some hot tea. It's going to be a long day. They all went down the stairs from the second floor straight into the kitchen where they sat at the table. When they all held a cup of tea in their hands, Blue Boy's father started to explain the plan which he had developed. Here we go. Now I am going to tell you what we will do next. Since I was a young boy, I have been waiting for a big chance like this, so listen to my simple plan. We need to write down a list of things to do. First, I will have to call the mayor. We have to consider that this is a matter of public interest. I will ask the mayor to arrange a meeting with the newspaper man. He is a good man, and actually the best man I can possibly find to help me with my plan.
Which plan? What do you mean? What do you have in mind?
Blue Girl asked. Son, show us the horn, please. Put it on the table. You won't go to school today. Mum and I won't go to work today. Instead of your class, I will teach you my system of how to make the best of your golden talent and how to increase our family income. I will organise a parade through the village. The whole family will take part. You will be at the front. You will lead us down the road and we will follow you. I want you to play the horn just as you did before. You will keep playing regardless of sun or rain. It doesn't matter if it's warm or cold. Everything along the way will start changing its colour as we march along the road. Nothing will stay the same. I will march behind you, and I'm going to carry our old camera to take pictures. Mum will be marching between me and Blue Girl, and she'll be carrying a jug with tea. Blue Girl, at the end of the row, is going to collect the money, which people will throw at us while we are marching along. The rest will be easy. I can feel it's going to be great. Does everybody know what to do? We mustn't mess up the order. That's very important. My son, you are number one. I am number two. Mum is number three. And Blue Girl will be number four. Don't fall down while you're playing. Otherwise you might hurt your knee or damage that magical horn. Don't forget my golden rule, which I have taught you 1,000 times. If it ain't money, it ain't worth nothing. Are you ready? We can make a million. Check the time now. We're going to leave the house in 1 hour and 5 minutes. Don't be late. We will make history. We will form the biggest parade that Blue Land has ever seen. No, we won't go anywhere, Mum shouted. I am strictly against your stupid plan. I do not like your idea at all. This wonderful power of our son and his magical horn is a gift. It is a present from heaven above, but you treat it like a product you're going to sell. You would even sell your son and daughter to make money if you could. You drive me mad with all your stupid business ideas. You act so foolishly. We do not need all that money. We have enough money to buy food and have a good life. You are so busy thinking about figures that you completely forget about your life. I do not care about all your money. Money won't buy you love, and money won't buy you friendship. Blue Boy has got a wonderful power.
and he should use it to make people happy. Not to make you rich. Colours and music should be free for everyone.